From KOER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Bob Nelson. Drugs aren't getting any cheaper, which has patients turning to the black market. That's according to new research from the University of Utah. KOER's John Reed has more.
The U.S. healthcare system is letting people down when it comes to prescription drugs. That's what the study's lead author found. Dr. Michelle Lichman at the University of Utah says that rather than going through insurance or a pharmacy, diabetes patients are scanning sites like eBay and social media message boards to find medication they couldn't otherwise get.
People were exchanging things online. Some people were meeting others in parking lots.
And while that may technically be illegal, Lichman says it's also kind of nice. Americans spend more on drugs than anyone else in the world, mostly because we have higher prices. So Lichman says patients know how hard it can be to get the medication they need, and a lot of them are trying to help each other.
One of the things that we saw was this just overt altruism. People were accepting medications and supplies from complete strangers, and complete strangers were willing to help.
More than half of those surveyed said they donated their extra medicine. Still, Lichman worries many patients don't have a network or the internet savvy to find some of the online sources for cheaper drugs. John Reed, KUER News.
The House just passed a comprehensive defense bill late Wednesday. The legislation will establish a new armed services branch, the United States Space Force. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Allie Budner reports, it will be headquartered in our region.
The 2020 National Defense Authorization Act earmarks $148 million for a combined space operations facility. It will be built on Schriever Air Force Base near Colorado Springs. U.S. Congressman Doug Lamborn represents the region.
So it's got tremendous job creation potential for the Pikes Peak area and for all of Colorado and the entire Front Range, actually.
The new branch will answer to the Air Force. Its mission will be to protect the interests of the United States in space, to deter aggression in, from, and to space, and to conduct space operations.
It's just a recognition that space has gotten so big and so critical, it needs its own service.
The legislation still needs to go to the Senate, where it's expected to pass. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
The Utah legislature has announced plans to tackle tax reform in a special session after receiving the recommendation from a legislative task force this week. Republican Governor Gary Herbert has set the special session for Thursday at 5 p.m. to decide on the restructuring of the state tax code. The plan would hike the sales tax on food and apply new taxes to certain service transactions and motor fuel purchases while making cuts to the income tax. Utah has seen a significant increase in its population over the past decade. The University of Utah's Kem C. Gardner Policy Institute released analysis that found that Utah County's 26.1% growth rate leads the trend. That's nearly 135,000 more people in the county since 2010. Salt Lake County had a 12% increase of nearly 124,000 people over the decade. Davis, Washington, and Weber counties had the next highest growth rates. Officials say Utah's population is now at 3.2 million people. And Utah has become the first state to receive federal approval of the Family First Act plan. The Utah Department of Human Services Family First Prevention Services Act, approved today by the Federal Children's Bureau, allows more children at risk of entering foster care or juvenile justice to remain safely at home. The state agency is also the second child welfare agency to have approved the prevention plan. The first one is at the federal level. Utah's prevention plan outlines how the state will provide more evidence-based substance use treatment, mental health care, and in-home parenting skills services to families. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Bob Nelson.